Warning: this show may contain strong language and adult humour.
You're listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shots. Welcome back to another podcast
of Let's Drink with Formal Shock. In case you didn't hear you saying it first,
Hopefully this is out online and it's not dissipated in the ether of Phil's laptop.
Yeah, that happens quite often.
It does.
This is going to be
the amount of shows that you guys have missed on because somebody might have deleted it by accident.
Oh, we've quality controlled it and thought it's shite. But,
yeah, the one where we went really slowly.
No, it's good. It means that when we're famous and we die, our kids can keep releasing our crappy episodes.
Like, was it the Beatles that did something? They found something recently of like unreleased stuff.
Yeah, and you know, oh, there's a reason it was unreleased. Yeah.
Shit. So, beer number one was £3.15 from Rehills. It's in a 330ml bottle, or a 33cl, because it's foreign. It's from Denmark. It is 2-all, which I recently found out, ull is ale. Beer, in whatever their language is. And it's called Camp Ale, a blonde ale brewed with grapefruit. Ah, oh, it's grapefruit. Oh, this is going to score a 1 for me.
So I'm going to do all the tasting of this.
For our short-term listeners, I don't like grapefruit.
For our long-term listeners, pity yous.
So it's very cloudy. It's not see-through. Yeah. It's got a good head. There's a bit of carbonation behind it, but not lots.
And everybody likes good head.
Do they?
So can you taste the grapefruit in that? Like, overly?
It's not overly grapefruited.
Because I think that's very light.
Subtle at the back of the mouth.
It's not like something like Elvis juice.
No.
Or that German beer I'm drinking at the minute.
But you can feel the, instead of, you know, when you drink Elvis juice and the front of your cheeks come in, this, it's just a very subtle tinge at the back. It's very nice. It's very pleasant.
It's a very easy drinker.
I personally wouldn't drink a lot of it.
I could drink a lot, but I like grapefruit. Well, I like certain grapefruit.
It's got a sharp smell of grapefruit behind it. You can smell it more than you can taste it.
Grapefruits aren't healthy when I eat them because you have to put a ton of sugar on them.
Really?
Yeah.
I have to do that with my bananas and my apples and my strawberries.
Really?
Yeah, let's put more sugar in everything. Added sugar, it can't be bad for you.
But as long as you drink, then you don't get diabetes.
Yes. We're now a health show.
Yes.
If people didn't realise we are now health because...
We counteract diabetes now. And other things, there's quite a few lately of why you should drink.
So, good for you guys for drinking and keeping the habit up.
You don't know, some teetotalers might listen to us.
What? Why would you listen to us if you
people that can't drive watch Top Gear. Why else would you watch Top Gear? Because it's not for the fucking humour.
Because the morons, like, I suppose we are. There we go. Fair point. I can't really describe this. It's a bit grapefruity. It's a bit like, it's okay.
It's quite popular. Like, I'm drinking this and it's like, what percentage was this? Because this is going down so quickly.
It is... Oh, it's really hard to find on these ones. It's 6%.
Oh, right, for 6%, that went down.
If you take a really big gulp, you get more of a grapefruit than the sipping. The grapefruit flavour doesn't come out as much. I think the grapefruit flavour splits later on in the taste palette.
For you people, there are better podcasts and videos out there if you want better descriptions. For the North East, there's Brew Guys or something that do videos.
Are you advertising other people? Yes. Basically leave us alone and go with someone else.
Well, no, it's to me, it's up to them. I trust our people listen to us for our just because they like us, not our beer knowledge. Yeah. And I might as well tell people there's a Sipping Forecast. They're northeast based as
well. Sipping Forecast.
Yes, they're a podcast.
Are they?
Yeah.
See, I like that name, Sipping Forecast. Yeah. I've thought about that.
Yeah.
Can't get them on CFAX, so we took the Sipping Forecast off the CFAX.
Now all the red button. They fucking changed it again. The news channel's on a different channel now.
Is it?
The bastards do this all the time to us.
See, I was trying to watch the news the other day and it came up and I was on BBC One and local news didn't come out. I was like, what's gone wrong here? It's no local news. Am I on the right channel? And pressed the button about seven times. To make
and then it came up, didn't it?
Yeah, there's a problem.
There's a technical difficulty.
The things that ruin your life. First world problems.
Yes.
No, this beer, it's... If you like grapefruit, if you like your fruity beers, if you like Elvis juice, this is personally a little bit more subtle than that, a little bit nicer in my eyes. Phil might say different because he has a better palate for this kind of drink. It's not my ballpark.
Like, I think if Elvis juice was a joke, it would be a proper knob joke. It's obvious. It's in your face. It would be like, knob! This would have a little bit more subtlety to say knob.
Like penis.
No, I'm just saying it would maybe skirt around it. It would infer knob, but not necessarily say knob. Is that...
Like gentleman sausage. I'd say gentleman sausage instead of knob.
Yes.
It's like how we're down to describing our beers. We've got that terrible at it. We need to use analogies of knob jokes.
Yes.
Okay.
So what we'll do is we will neck this back. I think I'll be drinking more of this than you.
Yeah, there's still a bit more left in the bottle.
I'll probably do that after the show when you've gone home and I'm all alone, sad, crying. Into my pints.
Oh, don't cry.
While watching Netflix.
While watching... So do you Netflix and chill yourself?
It depends what show I'm watching. It's Orange is the New Black, yes.
Oh dear.
Anyway, this should be... Like I said, there's other shows available.
Probably
if you do
more
not
quality.
More quality.
This, but I know what we're like.
Yeah. So there's other stuff.
What's it? So now we've got to get in touch with them and tell them that if they're like, if this is too highbrow and too good for you, there's a pair of dickheads on the other channel.
Yes.
We'll be back in a minute. Right. This is a 330ml bottle. It is 11%. Holy shit, Phil, it's 11%.
Yes.
It's the other one after that upwards.
Yes, the next one's high percentage as well.
I hope it is for that.
Yes, yeah.
It is from the Wild Beer Co. And it's Wilder Beast. Chocolate and crushed espresso and vanilla drink wildly different.
And talking about Wilder, if you like things with the word wilder in, we have Hunt for the Wilder People.
Wilder People.
Wilder People. Hunt for the Wilder People.
Yeah, I mean, it's close enough.
Yeah, it's a good link. This is a good
fucking
link.
Wilder Beast.
This is a good fucking link, isn't it?
Our producer better be bloody paying us now.
On our Let's Watch show, and both of us were on that one as well.
Yeah.
So if you go across to there, and you can hear us talk bollocks about a movie. So I got this actually from the brewery.
Uh-huh. See, I thought you were going somewhere else with that segue. I thought if you like things with Wild, we've got Kim Wild stuck in a closet somewhere.
That'd be
all, like, excited.
So we actually went down to the brewery.
You did
when I went on me...
On your Todd?
On me little holiday. With my parents, because I'm a sad, sad man. But was basically going around me going, let's go here for drink!
Is it sad going on holiday with your parents? They pay for things.
I don't know, I went
I
to...
I think you were onto a good thing.
I think, because I went to Electric Bay, I went to the Wild Beer Co. brewery to buy beer from basically a shed. And they had cheese. And their tap rooms.
So you bought beer from a shed and they had cheese?
Yes.
Sounds like your house.
So, their tap rooms, like, absolutely... So, we're at Bristol, where we went to the tap rooms, and it was, like, you know, really, like, lush. And then you went to where you bought it, and it was, like, this shitty shed in the middle of nowhere where you had to press a button and some woman came out, because the actual brewery people were selling it to people at Bath Show, where they were going to get, like, shitloads of people.
It's poured, it's very dark, it's got a good, stouty-style head.
It smells of coffee, funnily enough.
There's a very coffee
I'm just
smell.
Burping into.
You can't really smell the vanilla. Possibly. Probably not even chocolate. I don't think you can smell the chocolate.
So,
Very.
So when you think about these things, you think of something that's going to be like a train wreck into you quite often when you have these flavors, and this isn't.
No, this is nice. This is smooth. It's incredibly smooth.
You know,
you take it and taste, and it. It is. It's very.
But so how many times? And good examples, often. But however many times, them three ingredients, I'd have expected. That. Yeah. But that is lovely, mm-hmm. in its just.
It's a very silky milk chocolatey feel.
Yeah.
Mouthfeel. There is the coffee and chocolate work together, and there's a very delicate vanilla that cuts through
so
the middle.
It's just nicely sort of rounded off. It's one of these weird ones where you could drink a lot of it, and that's 11%, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it'd be. You could get up through three bottles, and you wouldn't realise it.
Yeah.
It's not something you're gonna drink all day. It's not a heavy drinker all day and all night.
But it's going down very quick for.
If it was an infinite glass, you'd never realise it. Yeah. You'd just keep sipping and sipping and sipping. Now the wild beer do some. Again, interesting things. These are breweries, and like in the previous show, that do things that are sometimes a little bit out there, sometimes are just really well crafted.
But the one thing about some of the wild beer is a lot of them are good for people that maybe like ciders and wines and things like that. So the Sleeping Lemon one,
mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people will drink that. My mother likes it, and other people I know, and I like it.
Uh-huh.
Because it's a sour, but it's not like a sour that sort of
pulls your cheeks and goes like a sour sweet.
Yeah, it's you know, we've had some sours, and it's like being it's like being fisted without lube.
But it's fisted without lube.
Oh no! But
how can you use that analogy if you've not been fisted without lube? You don't know what it's like.
Why I was laughing as I was being classy in B&M's today.
And fisting yourself. What?
That's what Mum said to the kid. If you don't behave on this.
What? Did you ring child protection? A mother actually threatened her child with fisting. Phil's forehead has gone very bright red.
I think we're going to have to put a pause.
We'll come back in a second. So Phil's composed himself and his forehead's a little less red.
Yes. So, yes. So, your mother said to her daughter, like, thingy, if you don't behave, I'll fist you.
Okay.
And I was just like, can you say that to your kid?
I feel it's probably not the same fisting terminology as what you will search Google for.
Yeah, but...
But...
Especially granny, I think it was a granny, not a mother.
Oh dear.
Do not type granny fisting into Google. Unless you're into that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. But in B&M, do you think they film it there?
It was just one of those moments where I just was like, did I just hear that? And obviously it was quite innocent, but.
Well, I still don't know if it's innocent. He was threatening kids going, if you don't pack it in, I'm going to punch your eyes out. It's still violence. It's not quite. But at least it's not sexual violence.
Yeah, it's not sexual abuse. Like we said, there's other podcasts available.
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't
like it, then...
But this was something I had to tell him, and I'd only just remembered because of an analogy that came in my head. So...
I've not seen you giggle like that in a while.
Why is it whenever... The only time I ever get to a giggling where I'm going to feel like I'm going to die is when we do these podcasts.
I don't know. This is a really good beer.
Yes, this is a very good beer. We apologise to Wild Beer Co. that could have had this as advertising and they could have linked it on the website. But we did just have a massive thing.
But they could. They could put the tagline, Wild Beer, Wildebeest. It's not like being fisted.
Yeah.
And if you want that as a soundbite, just email in Wild
This
beer,
is the bit that I always wonder, because sometimes you're like, you say, this is a really nice beer, and you put the link in. And I was like, have they listened to us? Are they just like retweeting because we've said it's a nice beer?
Yeah, and then suddenly
you know, all their people are listening. They might retweet it. They might listen to it and retweet it.
Yeah.
You know, they probably don't even listen to it. But if they did, and then they're like, and then you just retweet it without thinking, and then they're like, complaints.
It's got people in the into trouble on Twitter before, where companies have just automatically, in their automatic systems, retweet things, and it's a little bit kind of more delicate of a situation.
Anyway, so a very, very good beer. Very good example. Really easy drink. 11%, but does not taste anywhere near that.
And not comparable to being fisted without lube.
Yeah.
I think that's a good sum up.
Yeah.
We'll be back with the next beer.
Yeah. Right, beer number three. We'll try and be sensible for this one.
Are we ever sensible? Okay, so this was very expensive. I can't believe you bought this. This is expensive. It's £5.69, people. £5.69.
I don't buy beers that are expensive.
It's more than a note. It's a note and more than a 50p, so it's not even just a note and a coin.
It could be. It could be a pound coin. It could be a note and a pound coin.
Bear in mind, you'll get 10-cent refund at collections in certain states in America. So we need
send
to go
it back.
Could we get all your bottles sent to America and get 10 cents back? We'd be a millionaire.
Yeah.
Right, this is a 355ml bottle, which I believe is like 12 fluid ounce, which is why it's a weird thing.
Yeah.
It is from Founders Brewing, and it is the highly acclaimed KBS, a flavoured stout. It's good for everything, a flavoured stout. Ought to be good for. Bit open-ended.
Was it good for bunions?
And I forgot to say how strong it is. It's a flavoured strong beer. At where did you even see the percentage? It's very small.
You know, what we should do is the research beforehand, so we're not
possibly
desperately looking round a bottle to say.
I can't find it. It's strong. We'll get sup in it, and I'll read the bottle.
Put some in me.
You can't see this on the podcast, but I'm pouring my beer, and Phil's going, "Aye, get some in my glass."
Yeah.
I'm pointing at his glass as though I'm going to forget him.
Well, this is on Rate Beers. It's 100 overall and 100 in style, and it is 11.2%.
11.2%.
Yes. The internet wins bottle.
Doesn't say what percent anywhere. It actually says one standard drink contains 12.67.
So when you smell it, you get a very chocolate, dark chocolate, sort of chocolate, you know, cocoa nibby sort of smell.
It smells more than that. It smells nearly whiskey-like.
But
you know the aged smell you get on a whiskey.
But yeah, but I'm just thinking of the chocolate smell. You know, if you're a chocolate lover, the smell is enough just for you to go, ho, ho, ho.
That taste, very, very smooth, incredibly smooth. There's not a strong bitterness. It's nearly sweet in places.
Do you think this is the closest us two have got together to drinking, you know, Mexican cake that we had in Brewdog one night?
Yes.
And we've never been able to get it again. And hello, Ben.
Meow.
Ben's in. To that.
Yeah. Yeah. Very close. It tastes, it says it there. Aged in oak bourbon barrels. So
but it's a subtle that. It's a subtle bourbon, you know, like Bourbon Baby or something. Where, and I'm not a I like my whiskey, but bourbons always taste, I don't know, just upset my stomach.
They're a bit shit.
Yeah, I think it might be the cheap bourbons we drink.
No, but I think because the way they're made and everything else, the bourbon is not necessary to our tastes.
We're definitely more. Is it not a bourbon rather than
bourbon.
A bourbon?
Well, it's like the biscuit.
Yeah,
that's what I say. But no, it's to me, it's not to my taste.
So I think if we were, and we'll hopefully get it back for next series, if we had the board, this would be up near the top. Unfortunately, I was at when I was at the Brewdog AGM.
Did you go to the Brewdog AGM?
Yes, I mentioned a couple of things. One of the things that we had was Cycle Brewing's stout, very similar sort of taste, but better than this. And they didn't give it a name for some reason. So
that's an unnamed stout by Cycle Brewing.
Yeah. It was just slightly better than this.
And for our podcast listeners, Cycle Brewing is
in America.
From America.
They love to barrel age stuff. They just basically get barrels and barrel age the shit out of everything. But I think they're very like hard to get anywhere else but in their area. So if we ever go to America, it'll be on our to do list. But yeah, I think that's just
interesting in terms of this stout. Now, I wonder if this stout's maturity, the flavour profile, what is taken from the ageing process and what was crafted in the first place, because it tastes a very good beer, but was it...
The thing is, if you put shit in a barrel, you get shit out.
Yeah.
You know, Bell's whiskey would have been in a barrel and it fucking tastes like shit.
Mm-hmm.
The whole idea is the skill is crafting something that one will work, and dark beers work wonderfully as an agent. It's putting the right thing in. Yeah, it's aging it for the right amount of time. It hasn't got too much of like you said, the bourbon taste and stuff like that. It's subtle with that, and I think that's the thing about a good beer is it's lots of layers. A beer like this, anyway, you know, a dark beer, it's lots of layers of flavour, all subtle, all married together. Rather than them fighting against each other or just putting something in there.
Yeah.
Because if you put certain things on a label, you know you're going to sell something. If you put the word coffee, you put the word chocolate. And, you know, we've just had two...
Very similar beers.
Very similar beers, but both of them great in their own right.
And actually, both of them are very drinkable and suitable for very different occasions. You know. So this one's a lot smoother, a lot more kind of... classic.
This is like I was saying, this has got the more, it hits you a little bit more, the flavour hits you. What's interesting is they've got very much the same percentage, where this one feels, this is an end of the night drink.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've drank a load of beers, you're going to share this again with a few people, you're going to slowly sip it, and you're going to talk into the night of how you can change the world, you know, how Trump and Theresa May are cunts.
You're not going to sit on 2-3 o'clock on an afternoon and drink this.
Drink that.
The previous beer, you could have that if that was going to be your afternoon on a cold night somewhere.
Yeah.
And right, I'm going to have a couple of beers. You could have that previous wild beer, Wildebeest. This KBS is an end of the night job.
Yeah.
It's by the fire. It's reminiscent. It's talking absolute shitey philosophical crap with your friends in an environment.
How all really in The Sims.
You could replace a glass of whiskey with this.
Well,
if you're a beer drinker and you like beer, and you know everybody goes, "Oh, we'll have a whiskey or a brandy to finish the night off." This could finish the night.
But I think that's it. That's what we often do. Like we love our whiskies, but whiskies.
Oh, we definitely.
But my problem with whiskey is your outlay is sort of for a low end whiskey, it's £30.
For a proper, nice, enjoyable drink, you're easily touching 40, 50 quid.
Plus, you know what, and going on. Well, with a beer, what I can do is I can buy a bottle of beer at around, you know, that's £5. But we'll go up to 10, maybe 15 quid.
And in comparison, that's £5 for what would be in the UK.
Yeah.
About half a bottle of whiskey.
Yeah. Yeah, but the percentage is different. So you're going to have more of that.
But the flavour profiles, it's not about necessarily the percentage, but the flavour profiles and everything else is actually, this is good value for money.
What's quite interesting is that you can get into craft beer or into beer very cheaply. You can start off, and it's quite a weird thing because obviously we start off at drinking, you know, £2-3 beers. And there was a point where the £10 beers, the £12 beers, were like seen as stupidly expensive. We're like, whoa. And then eventually you get onto them, and now we're quite often, you know, I've got a cupboard full of nice beers. And when you think about that cupboard full, I've probably got 150 quid's worth of beer in there. Easily. Yeah. Maybe 200 quid. Don't rob me house. Where whiskey, I'd have about three of them. And that's it. We are whiskey fans. And in the summer, we may do a special on that.
The stronger, more expensive beers with the right flavour profiles can replace that bottle of whiskey. That £10 bottle of beer could replace it for the
I think it's quite interesting that actually what beer has become is it's more than just that drink. It's a drink for any occasion. It's a drink for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And for any price, anything. So, and you still get this mentality: I'm not going to spend that much on a drink, or a drink, or beer should be X, Y, and Z. A stout should be this. This should be this. This should be this. I think,
yeah,
fuck off. Beer is beer. It can be the most luxurious product going, or it can be cold.
Yeah.
Should we go to the sum up? Because basically, that's what we're doing at the moment. Yeah, so we'll do a slate, and then we'll sum up. The summer, but halfway between it.
So halfway through the summer. But that's the thing. Is beer not the accessible kind of drink? It's the drink of the people.
Yeah.
And all the way through history, what we've learned is beer has been there in either a term of poor people drink or people with class drink, because depending on the ingredients, the way it's brewed, but and everything else.
That's it. It's just beer is just a. It's the history's great. You know, when you drink a glass of beer, you know, you are drinking history. You're drinking British history.
Mm-hmm.
In that, it's so early on in our history in as a world.
Well, even in any country, yeah. In terms of. There's going to be a brewery in everybody's country that can push its and show its heritage from somewhere.
And the thing is, it's like that whole thing of the other week, we made beer. We couldn't make whiskey. Even if we could legally, it would take fucking forever. And like, we're dissing whiskey because it's the other drink we drink. But it's like anything. The only other thing that you can basically make, you know, you can do wines and things like that, but... It's a very interesting thing. So, we have had three very interesting beers. Well, we've had one...
We had two all
that was a very drink...
Camp Ale.
That was very drinkable, I think. Again, very nice.
I don't think we've had anything from them which has been amazing, and I don't think we've had anything from them which is shit. And
I thought we had that really nice one from them. We're having the Christmas one. They've done some. They do some really nice beers.
Generally, and I think it could be a market thing. Their beers come from somewhere where there's not a lot of beer exported.
Mm-hmm.
We've never found anything that they do.
So
crap.
Yeah. So then we went on to basically two dark beers after that. It was the
Wild Beer Wildebeest.
Yeah. That was
it's very smooth.
Very smooth.
The flavour profiles develop. They don't punch you. There's not that stouty kind of hit that you expect from a...
Sort of light in its own way, but if it's about, buy it.
It's well developed.
Certainly you could not tell that it was 11% and, could do some real damage.
Easily.
And then we had...
And then we finished on Founders KBS. It's very strong. It's got that matured, refined taste, the aged quality taste that you expect from something like this. Mm. But it does have that punch which the Wild Beer didn't have. It's got that kind of shock to the system of alcohol and bitterness. But it's not... unsavoury. It's
luxury.
It's exactly what you expect.
It's got that little bit more luxuriousness about it. It's got a lovely chocolate, you know, you just get, it's just like chocolate overload in your mouth. If you can hear scratching it, it's not the record player, it's the cat.
He's now licking his anus.
Yeah.
I do feel KBS, it's right beer, what was it, 100%?
Yeah.
Personally, I feel there's better we've had slightly better.
I'm trying to work out what beers would, and what I was trying to do was
definitely was it high up there.
Is it's probably very similar in taste to Coco Psycho of BrewDogs.
I'd say it's a bit more. It's gonna be a bit.
Yeah, it's gonna be up there higher. I don't know if it would reach the very top of the board if we did the board. We are planning to bring the board back for the new series that will be out in November.
It's because we moved room. We don't have a window anymore because we hid it.
Yeah, and we never brought the board back. So that's basically going to be my mission is to work out. It will start again in the new series. The board will... We might maybe... That could be one of our specials, grabbing a couple of the beers we've already had and
readjust
them. So, just to segue, we are having our live event on the 26th of this month. Which month is it?
August.
Which year is it?
2017, in case this comes out in September 2019.
Yeah. If you would like to come along, it is happening in the northeast of England, to begin with, in the Concert Stanley area. If you message us up by Facebook or by Twitter or by email...
And say pigeon.
You'd like to come along, then you're more than welcome. We're not expecting many numbers. If anybody to turn up, it's mainly a pish up with us and our friends with a live event with it. But you're more than welcome. There will be homebrew. There will be burgers. Beery burgers.
What kind of burgers are they, Phil?
Well, they are very much BrewDog burgers. They have in the buns is Punk IPA in the bread buns. And then in the actual burgers is Jet Black Heart. So
very, very nice. We had them in the intermission. Intermission, podcast.
Yes. We have them as...
Very nice.
Because I'm currently prototyping them. So yeah, if it's something you fancy doing, meeting us, not that we're anything to meet.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to come down and watch what we do, if you want to talk about beer, if you've got a cool beer you want us to try... Come and see us.
Give us a message, and you might be the only fans there with our friends, but we'll make you welcome.
Yeah, prepared to be one person alone and a load of other weirdos.
Yeah, but we'll make you feel at home. We'll get you drunk probably.
Yeah. If everybody else is wearing a party hat, we'll give you a party hat to fit in.
Yeah. So yeah, mainly if not online, go on. You could have a party yourself.
Oh yeah. You know, so why not, if you can't make it, why not host your own Formal Shark live party and bring your friends around, get some cracking beers, taste the beers, put us on your telly, because every telly's got YouTube now, just be like, oh yeah, them dickheads are on live.
If not, buy a Chromecast, 30 quid.
Yeah, there you go, you put it on your phone, press cast, you can put us on, you can see, talk about beer, you can see us talking about beer, you can have a lot of beer. The live show is going to be about our homebrew, which is an attempt on Punk IPA.
Yeah, it's going to be.
So if you want to get Punk IPA, you can pretend you're drinking our.
Yeah, homebrew. We're going to have like a little story to the entire thing, script and everything. It's going to be good.
So do a little party. You could do hats and put signs outside your house, or a street party. Ask your council. You could possibly close your roads. Put a big table on and spread if you want. If you do a street party, take photos, tweet us. We might even send you at least a bottle opener, possibly even
If you have a street party, we will design you a t-shirt.
Ah, I don't know. That's gone a little too far.
If they organise a city party,
maybe. No, if you organise a street party and there's people turn up and, you know, you're not just, I'll close my road because I'm the only house on it.
Yeah. So... It is going to be our end of series. We're going to bring the series to an end. That's basically been a constant series. Although we're on season 3, it's been a constant series for a year and a half.
Yeah, we've done all the podcasts that are online in 1 hour. Yeah. And it's actually January last year.
So although we split them up for our own reasons, it's just been continuous for... Yeah. So we are going to have a break.
We need a little break.
And our main break is because...
We're
going to be making a movie.
Yes. The movie, you can find more information on our website, formalshark.co.uk. There's a whole gumph that we've wrote and Phil's badly spelled it and I fixed it, so it's probably still badly spelled.
You can donate.
Yeah.
So if you've listened to every one of these so far, they are free, but...
If you're not paid, or you're not paid out. Skates.
Even a quid helps.
Yeah.
I'm in charge of the finances for this movie.
I know.
And I keep looking at it and it's just like eye-watering.
How
can I afford this for three people to watch? So yeah, and if you buy it, it's going to be value for money because it's going to cost me more money than it'll cost anybody to buy.
Exactly. Just donate if you...
You don't have to.
We're not going
to
stop the podcast.
Going to stop the podcast or anything like that.
£1...
We know that some people don't have the money or whatever, but,
yeah.
You know, if you're Lord Bath or something...
It's cost of a beer. A cost of a beer covers what we have for one beer. You know, three quid covers one beer, and that's £3 of our money that we don't have to spend, because this is all cost us. The movie's costing us. The live stream costs us every single bit. And, you know, We all like to give a little to think of it as your license fee. Don't pay your license fee, pay us.
But if you're going to give money to charity, give money to charity before us.
Yeah.
Decent charity, like, not like a shitty charity.
Yeah, because there was some in Durham and they were walking around with VR headsets and everything and they were all being paid. I'm like, what?
Yeah, so if somebody stops you in the street, you ask them, how much have you been bastard paid for this?
Yeah, and why do you have a Samsung Galaxy S8 in a VR headset with 3G connection and you're sat there with and there's a homeless guy over there with no shoes on.
Yeah. I'm not laughing at the homeless guy there. I'm laughing at the whole situation of how we get money.
Thatcher's Britain, Mayor's Britain.
Yeah. See, we're still in it, yeah. Right. I think that was that not our last actual recording, because we had one before this, but that was in this previous set of recordings.
Yeah.
May might not be in government by then, by the time this is out.
Possibly not. You know, I doubt it. I think she's stubborn enough to stay there.
Well, it's now summer recess.
Yeah, so she's on holiday.
So the DUP haven't done it. I'll be around marching places.
Yeah.
They'll be dressing up in whatever colour. Are they the orange ones?
I don't know.
They're one of the colours.
They're just the ones that say women can't. Yeah. Have the choice.
So they'll be marching here, marching there, marching everywhere. March, 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 march.
And if we're still in the EU when this comes out, good.
So we will end this show that was brought to you by the letter A.
The letter A for arseholes.
It's arseholes or fisting.
Your hairy arsehole.
Yes. God, this show is ridiculous.
Do you have to use, like...
If you're still listening now, please research other podcasts. Like, because if you're still listening now, there's podcasts that's better about beer and better crack.
Then let's have seen yours.
It's not a good crack, because it's so hairy.
Well, if you like hairy crack, then you're the right one for him to look at.
Yes. So anyway, we will see you again on the 26th or in November or before that if we do some specials.
Yeah, we might do a podcast between, because...
But what we're saying is the structure's going to go, if it is that, it's going to be something a bit different.
Yeah.
So
we've given you two episodes warning that we're going to have a bigger gap.
So put it in your diary. Yeah, put it in your diary. We're not going to be, you know, I don't want any of them conspiracy theories like Pat Sharp that we've died.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't want to see Twitter and say, Phil and Bob's dead. Rest in peace, you people. Still alive. We're still busy. We're still friends.
Oh, Andy Peters from CBBC. You know, is he there? Is he died? Does anybody know what he's doing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
And there was that one last year, David Bowie. Good job. That was just a fake.
Oh, I hope that's just a fake.
You know. And Lemmy.
Lemmy, yeah. He's never going to die.
You know, all these people, the fake death.
Exactly. And yet, Mayor's still alive. I mean, Thatcher. So, I apologise.
Yeah, we
apologise.
We apologise for these shows.
There's better podcasts.
There's better podcasts in there.
It's your fault.
If you listen to this much, you're as big a dickheads as us.
But thank you very much.
Yes. Good night. Good day. Don't crash your car.
See you in November.